boots and a full khaki suit, complete with goddess and badges and military boots. My whole entourage rocks and camouflage. No weather out at the show or weather back in the yard. Say I'm blessed, love, and respect my lord. It's only my desire that we all move toward.
Moving forward, only held by the mic, cold ice, golden green with my hobbling sword.
This is Reverend Bookburn going on in a minute or two.
Injuries and rewards, so we're humble camp. We're fully militant. It's equal rights and justice that we demand. The king's command, a breath of love for which we stand. If you're a true seeker, then let me see your hands. Come on, we're humble camp. We're fully militant. It's equal rights and justice that we demand. The king's command, a breath of love for which we stand. If you're a true seeker, then let me see your hand.
A pain state, but a namesake ain't great. It's humble camp, can't stand it the same way.
And do whatever it takes. We got the patience to wait. We're gonna make our own way. Yes, we take on the straight.
Stronger enemies to drama, calmer. In front of judges, Samba screaming, fuck you, your honor.
I roll with graph writers, script to bombers. And I'm also known for being seen with ganja farmers. So, we aim to cancel Mark Mitchell and Essence. So we spit with MCs who blow love out the chest. And so, we're comfortable in any situation. We're born levels, been around since creation.
To revelation, calm, chanting psalms, seeing nations. Navigate landscapes with Bible translations. Learn the battle, y'all, we ain't taking no chance. Chant his name, no apology in any circumstance. We're humble camp, we're fully militant. It's equal rights and justice that we demand. The king's command, a prayer for love for which we stand. If you're a true seeker, then let me see your hands. Come on, we're humble camp, we're fully militant. It's equal rights and justice that we demand. The king's command, a prayer for love for which we stand. If you're a true seeker, then let me see your hands. Flow drop to show stop, flows drop like old cold stocks when compared to drove props. Old plots to own spots, fill the show stock like retiree old cops that's out for they go watch.
It's sentimental, now I'm running over instrumentals. It's elemental as I'm coming with this elemental. Beatbox, beatbox within my Reeboks. I'm over hanging out of weak spots. I call them treetop seeds. Pop out of the spot, no wind degrees hot. Fiends pop out of the block, no for that green pot. Scenes hot, watch by the cops, know what I mean? Yo, wait a minute, kid, I'm sounding like rock.
Roll the cast the chill at the writer's bench. Just known the cop throw and blaze the stench. Shredrin, when that day flow commence. And not a single one from the camp sit on the fence.
And in all defense, the most high gods out with sense. We get our inspiration as we burn our eyes.
Okay, I think we're ready to begin. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Res, Erection. And so we're going to try to get you up out of the doldrums this evening. And of course, Res, Erection applies to all genders. And of course, this is in the spirit of the memorial show tribute that we did for Marlon, the great engineer, 2 weeks ago. Tonight is Res Erection, and we're going to play some black metal in this first set. But first, we're going to play from the compilation Brutal Police Menace, and this is from Brooklyn. And the first track is going to be from Huge Voodoo with Mike Ladd, entitled NYPD Blue, followed by Thank God Hypocrites Are Looking After Public Safety. Lord, make this machine work.
seconds turn into futures, and futures turn into past, and all futures have been robbed, shattered like a 41 lightning bolt. Lightning bolts from Haiti, thousands of Haiti, dogs came out of battle. Poison white hands, poison misunderstood, misunderstanding with violence. Continuously misunderstanding. This much misunderstanding could kill a world. Continuously misunderstanding. This much misunderstanding could kill a world.
How many more times?
Misunderstanding. This much misunderstanding could kill a world.
Recently in our fair city, there have been many acts of violence committed right in the streets in full view of people like yourself.
Thank you.
against the American people, we're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong?
Now ask yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? 4-9-11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong?
Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had they hand in, just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush, why that killer take away your freedom? How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each session now. And while White Stag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you
Silence. Good people who have put their lives on the line to fight for change.
The Sex Pistols doing Liar by special request. Sonic Youth did Sa Plan Pour Moi. Ludacra did The Only Cure, The Only Remedy. Paris did What Would You Do? Aristide Masakisi did Thank God Hypocrites Are Looking After Public Safety. And started off with Huge Voodoo with Mike Ladd doing NYPD Blues. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Res-Erection. Yes, we want to get you up from all that is down in life. And also it's an extended memorial tribute to Marlon, the late and great engineer. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for song requests, theme ideas, feedback for past shows, or ideas for the many forthcoming shows with special themes, or to write for any reason except to send spam, except for the funny Jesus spam, and of course the Reverend's favorite cartoons. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnutt's Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Enron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org, and at the website sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition. You can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. There is no show next Sunday night. However, in 2 weeks, July 23rd, We are going to respond to the death of Enron CEO, biggest criminal in America, Ken Lay, who died a couple of days ago of a heart attack. And it may sound morbid and distasteful to do a show that kind of has a good time over the passing of another person. However, since the media is kissing his dead ass, as well as kissing Dumya's ass, Ken Lay's personal friend, while celebrating the deaths of smaller criminals like Jeffrey Dahmer and the like, we thought, well, we'll have a little fun with this. So on July 23rd, we're going to have Ken Lay's funeral show. Everybody gets laid, and that'll be a lot of fun. And since Rush Limbaugh got stopped at the airport for his illegally prescribed Viagra for his trip to the Dominican Republic, wonder what he had in mind. Wonder what he did. We will pontificate on that and have a lot of fun with it on the first Sunday of August, August 6th, with the theme Limptic Rushies Excellent Vacation. Now, we were going to do a Rush Limbaugh theme before the Viagra incident, in which we were going to talk about not only the big corporations that are assholes and the boycotted products and all that kind of stuff, but also things that suck, like Home Depot's delivery service, Verizon Wireless, AOL, on and on and on, just anything and everything that sucks. And we were going to call it Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass? And the reason we were going to call it that was because some book burners take offense to using the word sucks as a negative. And so I thought, well, let he or she who eats Rush Limbaugh's ass come forward and say, how dare you call a show about negative stuff Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass? But it's a moot point anyway, because we need to change the name since we're doing the Rush theme. So we want to rename that theme after August 6th, and also get your input on things that are worthy of mention that are lumped on the list mentioned before. And we'll have a good time with that theme as well. Other forthcoming shows include White Illegal Immigrants, Big Love / Desperate Handmaids, Big Holy Love and Desperate Handmaids, Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm. Oh, I can't read my writing. Let's see. Faith-based Star Wars. More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, featuring W. David Haggard, Henry Hyde, Neil Horsley, and Randall Terry, and more. Henry Hyde's Retirement Party. Grand opening of the official corporate White House brothel. Rove's Ass Under Probe. What else? Marketing Chocolate Contraception. Oh, there's so many. Recovery for Propagandists. Pubic Property. Democratic Party is Bush Light. Who Would Jesus Do? And on and on and on. There's so many of these. As well as a casting call for the Reverend's proposed forthcoming video venture, Support the Droops. And we want to have like a big inflatable bra that flies through the air, similar to like the Goodyear blimp or the Pink Floyd pig or something like that. So all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And updates always at reverendbookburn.com. And you may have noticed at reverendbookburn.com there's a lot of articles about the recent stuff at Gaza. The Reverend does that informatively. And actually, the Reverend hears from book burners who are kind of on both sides of all these Middle East wars, from a Palestinian perspective as well as an Israeli perspective. Everybody with pretty much the same ultimate conclusion, which is that the leaders of both sides are sick fucks, which is kind of hard to argue. And take all of that into consideration. The links are for information and to show what's going on right now at Gaza. And hopefully you'll check out that peace game for the Middle East. It's kind of a computer slash video game. And, oh yeah, another theme, Petroleum Predators. That will probably be in the near future. Let's see. What else is happening? There was a question, are you ever going to do a light version of your show? The answer to that is probably not. As long as we're on internet, as long as we're uncensored, yes, we do want to get information out there. And yes, we do want to turn people on to ideas, information, humor, new tunes, and all that. But at the same time, we want to push this as far as possible and break new ground and keep getting res erections on this show. And we think we're doing that, and we're going to continue to do that. So welcome, new book burners. Greetings to the veterans and the hardcores. And we're not ready to go Reverend Bookburn Light just yet. Let's see. Keep your eyes open for the Jello Biafra next CD art contest. And that will probably be updated at alternativetentacles.com, but we'll keep you posted. The winner is the designer of the next Jello Biafra spoken word CD. And Bookburner, Mr. Edward Gold, has submitted a work, not one of his own pieces of work, which are also good, and his page is linked at reverendbookburn.com, but another artist who did a black and white picture that's pretty good and a pretty good theme, but I would imagine it would need to be colored if it was going to win this CD art contest. But no matter. Thanks to everybody who responded or sent kind messages after the memorial tribute to Marlon, the late and great engineer. It was an emotional time, like the first time around. It seems like there's always a thousand things happening when we're doing memorials to Marlon. And so we're going to kind of extend that. As one of his friends pointed out, in the Jewish tradition, not that Marlon was into his traditional upbringing in any sphere, but in Jewish tradition, 1 year later, the person is to be resurrected. And the Reverend didn't even know that. I just thought of the theme title Resurrection and couldn't wait to do it, and didn't want to wait until next Easter or anything like that. So it's kind of a fitting irony that it is the very next show after his 1 year anniversary of passing tribute. And so we're going to keep his memory up, and hopefully we'll bring all of you up from all of the bullshit that goes down in life. We'll give you a little taste of Ken Lay's funeral show and Limp Dick Rushy's Excellent Vacation, with a couple of tracks that are coming up a little later. I don't think we're going to have any opportunity to go overtime, since the Seclusiassis show is due to follow promptly at 11 o'clock East Coast time and at Radio Volta. And so we're probably going to end exactly on time, so we'll try to fit in all the tunes and cover as much as possible. We have multiple Assholes of the Week for those awards, and a myriad of tunes. So a couple of quick plugs, and we'll get back to the music. Check out the Reverend's friend Tim at priestsgonewild.com. Excellent new site that was launched June 11th. No real movie reviews. The only recently seen film, most of it was seen, is Motorcycle Diaries, which is kind of like the life of young Che Guevara before his legendary days. And very good, gripping, keeps you following the story, very watchable, and even with distractions. And Let's see. Some other things partially seen. I saw The Aristocrats. I didn't even see all of it. I saw as much as I wanted to. Not that I found it shocking or offensive necessarily. It was mostly, to me, boring. And it just mostly was dull. I mean, they wanted to deliberately be shocking and offensive, which kind of took away from their ability to do so. And the only pluses were there were two or three or four comedians worth seeing and a few seconds at a time of snippets of Paul Krasner. And so a few snippets here and there of three or four people. And that was about the only parts of the film that were really worthwhile. So Aristocrats generally is unworthy. Let's see. Dynamite Chicken is now on DVD, and Richard Pryor presented that before he was famous, and presented all kinds of people who were famous at the time in the 1960s, including John and Yoko, Lenny Bruce, Paul Krasner, another one of the original members of the Yippies, and literally about 20 other legendary people from the 60s, Malcolm X, a handful of others, and that is worthwhile. And it was for sale for something like $6 in the cutout bin. So if you can find it, it's worthwhile. It's entitled Dynamite Chicken. All right, I don't think I talked very long, but I'm already talked out and ready to play more tunes. We're going to play a song in the spirit of the Resurrection theme entitled You Give Me a Heart On. But before that, let's play a song for our favorite Leaf. This is Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf.
When I first met you, You get me floating. You let me fall. You get me started. Then make me stall. But there's no resolve to my plight, because underneath you're proud and tight.
Now it's gotten to the point where they are talking about using torture as a possible means of extracting information. Even liberals like Alan Dershowitz, who said that it would be irresponsible not to consider the possibility of using torture to extract information. And I thought about it, you know, I think for Kenneth Lay, yeah. Now, I was at the Republican and Democratic conventions, and at the Republican convention, Dick Cheney said that whenever we think of Al Gore, we'll think of Bill Clinton. The implication, of course, was that the two of them had a threesome with Monica Lewinsky. And the one who believed it most was Al Gore. What happened was that Bush campaigned on that whole image. You know, we're going to put honor and dignity back into the White House. You know, and everybody knew what the implication was. So Bush didn't get a blowjob in the Oval Room, but he did get a lousy lay in the White House. And so I have Schadenfreude about this whole thing. There's a German word, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude? And it means shadow joy, which is the name of a stripper I once met. But it means taking pleasure in someone else's misery. And all during the past few months, I've had a few Schadenfreude attacks. I pronounce it that way because I need a mnemonic device to remember it. And so I think of Sigmund Freud with a lampshade stuck in his stomach. So I had my first Schadenfreude attack when they canceled the Emmys. That was a good one, you know. Oh. And then they did it again. But for Enron, it's just one constant Schadenfreude. Oh. I mean, you know, that company was originally called Enteron, which literally meant intestines. So they, true, that's true, but they shortened it to Enron, which means shit on all your employees. And then, of course, came Pretzelgate. And there's been a lot of speculation about that. The theory that I think is the most close to reality is that Bush was eating his pretzels and his two dogs knocked over the beer. But when Dick Cheney was in his cave playing pinochle with Osama bin Laden, where the two caves met, he heard the news. They have a dish there. He gets good TV reception. And he saw the first report that Bush had choked and passed out. And if this were a little more permanent, he might well become the president. He was the successor. So Cheney got so excited that he had a heart attack. See, Alanis, that's ironic.
Yeah. should invest in Brown or Road to
of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that, or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. started, I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Shots.
You heard from Toxic Reasons, Riot Squad, War Hero and Rally Round the Flag, Boys. Before Toxic Reasons, you heard the Running Souls doing True Believers. Save the Day did Don't Go Outside. Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh from his incredible comedy CD, Rant in E Minor. A track from a recent Rolling Stone CD about the religious right entitled Sweet Neocon. Paul Krasner did Enron Blues from his comedy CD, Irony Lives. Before Paul Krasner, you heard Little Fyodor doing You Give Me Hard On, and that was special for the Resurrection theme. And started off with Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Res-Erection. Hopefully we're bringing you up, no matter what your gender or persuasion or tastes even. And there's still a shitload of tunes tonight. And tonight the sub-theme is something we usually do this time of year, since the corporate media loves to rejoice in the fact that George W. Numbnuts Enron Ho, corporate criminal, war criminal, third generation member of a crime family, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, had a birthday the day after his friend Ken Lay died. The Enron criminal Ken Lay. Dumb, yeah, turned 60. Yes, he's a baby boomer. Of course, 99% or more of the baby boom generation were not the extent of the asshole that W is. However, the media just delighted in saying Boomer Bush turned 60, and he probably won't have to worry about Social Security. Maybe Alzheimer's, like Reagan, but not Social Security. And tonight we're going to have an unbirthday party for him to go along with the theme, Res-Erection. And again, in 2 weeks, we're going to have the Ken Lay funeral show. Everybody gets laid. And 2 weeks after that, Limp Dick Rushy's Excellent Vacation. And I guess it's an interesting irony. I don't use words like karma or any of that kind of shit or anything mystical. But I do consider it a nice birthday gift to the universe, from the universe, to W. Bush, that his good friend, his strong ally, major campaign funder, and close associate Ken Lay dropped to the ground, kicked the bucket of a heart attack, and just a couple of months after being convicted of one of the greatest corporate crimes in history, Ken Lay was more of a criminal than the combination of all street criminals throughout the nation for at least a decade combined. So we're going to acknowledge that, and not just to acknowledge it and not just to celebrate it, but also to point out that when somebody who is an ordinary person dies, the powers that be and corporate America and the great debt industry loves to ruin the lives of the already grieving survivors by going after them because of their debts or because of unpaid fines or any wrongdoing that was done by the person who became deceased. But watch what they do with Ken Lay's wealth. They're already talking about saying, well, since he's dead, there's no criminal, therefore we don't have to think about restitution and possibly reversing the actions that Ken Lay was the ringleader of that destroyed thousands of lives, not to mention the manufactured energy crisis of California and crimes too spectacular to even be able to itemize on this show. So watch the money. Watch whether or not they apply the same principles that would be applied to a non-rich person after they pass away and have unpaid fines, unpaid debts, and related problems. All right, let's see. I already saw how much time went by. I was going to talk about the Mexican election. Short version is that conservative asshole Felipe Calderon from Vicente Fox's National Action Party, sounds a little perverted, but he is claiming to be the winner by a razor-sharp margin, and the candidate from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, who was ahead by a mile in the polls all along and looked like he was winning all along, suddenly was supposed to believe that he was narrowly defeated. It's very suspicious. And when the U.S. government is involved in an election and has high stakes in it, which it most certainly does in this Mexican election, the very democratic and electoral process itself is highly suspicious, because if we learned anything from the last two elections, it was that democracy and the electoral process have been so deeply shit-canned, and now the government is exporting anti-democracy worldwide, and that very likely includes Mexico. And we're going to stay on top of that and keep you as informed as possible on that subject. God, this time has flown by. We have a handful of Voltoids hanging out, playing music, talking, the reggae guys from On the Front Lines, Bob, the Lava Caretaker, great guy. And I'm not sure what the hell is going on, but anyway, it's fun and little noisy, but that's perfectly fine. And we're going to play another set of tunes, including one by the Ataris. And we'll bring back Give Us Barabbas, because we haven't played them in a while. The tracks you heard by The Running Souls and Save the Day were from the Benefit compilation CD, In Honor, a compilation to beat cancer. And now we're going to play a track from War, If It Feels Good, Do It, which is a hip-hop anti-war slam from hiphopslam.com/war. Let's play something by Cat 5, the remix version of American Military Operations.
On behalf of the American people.
Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start.
Never send a monster to do the work of an evil scientist. Now be a cooperative little body and let me have your brain.
Sorry, Doc, but I need what little I've got.
Good evening. We stand tonight before a new world of chaos.
The war goes on.
Our enemies have become our partners. Right here at home.
Test cell phone switch to arm light on.
We can consider the facts of the United States. Ongoing defiance of the world.
Good morning, America.
Do you personally believe that?
Television is not the truth.
God gave this land to me.
There are extremists in all parts of the Middle East who want to kill that peace process.
So you listen to me. Listen to me.
Make no mistake.
It is a very difficult environment.
We must have an economy that grows fast enough to employ a brutal dictator. The United States of America, with a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism.
That would have been wrong.
With great potential wealth.
A wise and true American.
And the truth is,
America has gone from a sense of invulnerability to an awareness of peril.
There's a lot wrong with America.
Assassinations, suicides, terrorism,
larceny,
gunfire,
bad bombers,
explosions,
right here at home,
chaos and destruction.
She's television generation.
She learned life from Bugs Bunny.
We stand tonight.
Made the whole body a weapon.
Breaking the law.
Our enemies have become our partners.
Well, maybe we bit off more than we could chew.
Here at home.
It is critically important.
Televised.
Do you personally believe that?
We will do it.
Rockets fired.
We will do it.
Was it the right thing to do?
Man, I hope you know what you're doing.
Because as Americans, we can do no less. Our enemies have become our partners.
Mr. President, are you satisfied?
Now,
well, I'm saying that's
American
what I did.
Military operation ignition.
But there's nothing illegal about that.
Lift off.
Do not attempt controlling transmission. There is nothing wrong. We are controlling your television set.
If you say war, they will send him to die by the score. If you say war, they will send him to die. If you say war, they will send him to die by the score. If you say war, they will send him to die by the score. If you say war, they will send him to die by the score. If you say war, they will send him to die.
Cornered and cornered by politicians and economics and all of that. And we tend to forget that we are natural human beings in a natural earth, natural environment. And these things are conducive to our continuation in this planet. Try to open up our own eyes in this time to realize how delicate this is and how much of a part we play within the whole universe. Oh,
Any of y'all know?
And Bill Cullen with Yin Yang Twins, if you'll be wrong.
Oh, right. Darling, you look adorable. I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
The answer to this question is to message me at Volta Radio.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Altar boys with thanks. Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who croaks the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Okay, we're gonna play a song from the Gray album, and you're getting to hear Henry Rollins doing his love letter to Ann Coulter. So stay tuned. First, let's play a track by the Ataris.
I know.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the gap patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap for toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. I beat with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so rap mags try and use my black ass, so advertisers can give them more cash for ads. Fuckers, I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rearview mirror is the motherfucking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I could fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard.
Son, do you know why I'm stopping you for?
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more?
Well, you ain't doing 55 in the 54. Uh-huh. License and registration is the body of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you sharp as a tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something.
I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when you came
out. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and me and the boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-raff again. Beans on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi's with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Oh, because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, being the bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Woo! Woo! You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands from the Creator. I receive commands to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, every kind of sex positive, and people who listen to bad and evil music. I hear voices and hallucinate angels. I hallucinate Our Lady of Guacamole, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social worker. I want to be your Christian supremacist service provider. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy.
For more information about the George W. Numnuts Bush plans for the faith-based initiative and other violations of church-state separation according to the U.S. Constitution, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org.
Have you noticed how many advertisements you see for loan agencies these days? You know why there's so many? Could it be that more than ever, people are spending more money than they're making, more than they'll ever make, that perhaps what they want is completely out of their price range? Why many people are compelled to live above and beyond their means is distressing. Perhaps they've been poisoned by too many Lives of the Rich and Famous type shows. Perhaps some Americans are obsessed with the... Have you noticed how many advertisements you see for loan agencies these days? You know why there's so many? Could it be that more than ever, people are spending more money than they're making, more than they'll ever make, that perhaps what they want is completely out of their price range? Why many people are compelled to live above and beyond their means is distressing. Perhaps they've been poisoned by too many Lives of the Rich and Famous type shows. Perhaps some Americans are obsessed with the attractive and well-publicized wealthy and want a taste of it for themselves before they shuffle off. To be in debt and have to pay on the debt just so you can watch the rich and famous on a plasma screen in high definition is just not worth it. There are people in America who will be in debt all their lives, well beyond their capacity as part of the workforce. What then? Who picks up the tab? Do you just get punted out of your dwelling onto the street? Does Visa just curse and shake their fist when they see your obituary? Does the guy at the bank give you a hug and tell you just to forget about it? America's a great place. But it turns from the land of opportunity into a dead-end nightmare when you're in debt. And even then, the lines of credit just keep on coming. So, by the time you retire, what do you expect to retire to? Only 25 hours a week employment? Doesn't leave much time for walks and MacGyver reruns, does it? You could end up competing with young folks and undocumented workers for minimum wage employment. You might have to do some things you never thought you would to get enough money to pay for your meds, like selling hard drugs to preteens or mugging fellow retirees for the few bucks they may have. Where will you live? I hear public parks are nice and the fresh air will do you good. Not so great in the winter, though. On the other hand, you could just do your best to live within your means and not get taken for a ride by every credit card company who keeps showing up with more money every time you're trying to kick. The president says the economy is strong. I say, start learning Chinese.
Dear Anne, you used to be fun, at least funny. At least gently and amusingly insane. But girlfriend, you've changed. The thousand-yard stare you've acquired in the last couple of years says lonely nights, too much wine, and insecurity about the future of your career. Where to now, my sweet fascist? Another one of your silly books? More hilarious appearances on Hannity and Combs? Bill Maher has to be tired of you by now. You're anything but stupid, and by now you must see the writing on the wall. You'll never have a real place with the Beltway In crowd, as they see you as a northeastern hickoid pro wrestler NASCAR type with a degree from Cornell. I mean, really, Anne, where can it go from here? Anne, I think I have the answer. In fact, I know I do. I want to hire you, Anne. I want you to come and work for me. I want you to be my Anne Friday. My housekeeper, beekeeper, floor, chimney, and minesweeper. My window washing, grocery buying, dinner cooking, obsequious, submissive, concubine domestic. You will laugh at my jokes, celebrate my victories, and lament my failures. You will praise my friends and vow great harm upon all who oppose me. You will treat me like a god, a guru, a mentor. and the best night in the sack you've ever had. You will carry my bags, wash my cars, walk my dogs, and turn your savings over to me. You will massage Susan Sarandon's aching shoulders, whip up vegan delights for Hanoi Jane Fonda and loofah Barbara Streisand stretch marks. But most of all, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. I can offer you a life of obedient servitude on my compound. In your time with me, you will learn much. You will learn that America is made up of people from all races, walks of life, and sexual orientation, and that it's all okay. You will learn to be patient and kind. You will learn the meaning of the word respect and memorize every line of Caddyshack. You will listen to the Ramones, Black Sabbath, and the Brides of Funkenstein. You're a figure of fun, and I plan on having fun with that figure. You will learn who your daddy is, that's for sure. But mostly, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. Come on, Anne, you fucking psycho. Let's do this. Henry.
Lies. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. And we have the guys from the next show, from Ecclesiastes, laughing and cheering on this award presentation. Runners-up to Asshole of the Week are the AARP, supposedly an advocacy group for senior citizens, but in reality, hoes. Just like any other hoes, they are hoes for the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industrial complex. Details on that on a forthcoming show, as well as the other ways seniors are getting fucked as this world goes to shit. The AARP runners up to Asshole of the Week. Another runner up is Bobby Schindler, who is Terry Schiavo's brother and now a campaign participant for Al-Qaeda clone from the anti-abortion movement, Randall Terry's run for office in Florida. Also runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Carla Sauer Iyer, an RN, formerly an RN, who from the Terry Schiavo case. She was a deluded person who used to say a lot of bullshit, usually false stuff about Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael Schiavo, and she just lost her RN license. So, like the other fucked up RNs we profiled on the show, like Nurse Ratchet, who fortunately is moving far away, this RN, or former RN, Carla Sauer Iyer, is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to that very special someone who could possibly top all of that. Yes, Lee Williams, if I'm reading my fucked up handwriting right, who is the chairperson of Exxon, another fucked up Eon, not Enron, but Exxon, who gave himself hundreds of millions of dollars as a bonus and a severance package. And in his impersonation of the asshole from Enron. So, you are asshole of the week. Remember that when you drive by an Exxon gas station and even consider stopping there. All right, heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Give Us Barabbas did The Defamation of Michael J. Turry, A Point to Interrogate Jesus, and Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity. Henry Rollins did Debt and Love Letter to Ann Coulter. Dandermouse from the Gray album did 99 Problems. The Ataris did So Long, Astoria. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. DJ Stoic did Landmine and started off with Cat 5 doing the remix version of American Military Operations. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme has been Res Erection and sub-themed George W. Moore on Bush's unbirthday party. And in 2 weeks, we're going to do Ken Lay's funeral show, Everybody Gets Laid. And 2 weeks after that, Limp Dick Rushy's Excellent Vacation. Updates at ReverendBookburn.com. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. We're going to start a song and let that kind of seed into the next show, which is fine, and you should stay tuned and listen to that. This is Fishbone doing Freddy's Dead.